You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
248-539-9797. Live from the Jamie Samuelson studio. 97.1 The Ticket's playoff postgame show with Valenti, Rico, and Rieger.
Ground ball softly to second. Keith will charge, field and flip. Tigers win. They're moving on.
Let go of my meat.
Pour out of the dugout.
Oh.
And mob each other behind the pitcher's mound.
Come see that black.
What? What's the problem?
All of Detroit's doing that right now, Michael.
I thought that audio was tremendous.
Do you know a week from today, we get playoff baseball back in downtown Detroit. It's going to be game three.
Can we get to game one first?
I just wanted to bring it up. What a freaking
first game
victory.
Back in downtown Detroit, so no more watch parties, actually a game.
No, I'm sure there's going to be a watch party Saturday and Monday.
No, but I'm saying a real game for people to actually go down and watch happen right there instead of the Jumbotron.
I mean, but this is unbelievable, is it not? From throwing in Jackson Job to coughing up the lead to loading the bases against Hader, and then Andy Ibañez, who's been awful for 2 months of baseball, 145 with a 500 OPS.
What an 0-2 count.
Yes.
What an 0-2 count.
0-2 count comes through with a bases clearing double, which turned into a triple.
You better be careful. You're not allowed to call it magic. People get upset.
No, it's voodoo. They also got they get three double plays today, too.
Yeah. Listen. It's what I said to you yesterday, Rico. You were with your dentist.
I was not.
How'd that go, by the way?
I was not.
Live report.
Oh!
Nope. So listen.
Rico gassed up and enjoying himself.
That's right.
Okay. Take two. No.
Okay. Everybody calm down. So no, it's what I said yesterday, Rico. You were indisposed. It's just you're doing the same show every day because it's the same thing every day. If they need a break, they get it. If they need a pitch, they get it. If they need a timely hit, they get it. And they're pulling all the right levers to a point. But like when guys who hit 170 are giving you extra base hits in the playoffs, or guys who simply aren't very good are swinging away on 3-0, Jake Rogers, like, dude, you just call it what it is. And they can maybe take this thing the whole way. But I don't really know what I'm supposed to sit here and tell you until 7 o'clock. I mean, if you dare question the Job thing, people will get upset. I was fine pitching him, but right away, once it got to first and second, I go, okay, why don't we go and get the young man? Leaving him out there at that point to blow the game, I went, oh, dear. That's questionable to me.
Yeah, it almost seemed arrogant.
Of course,
they get out of it.
We're going to dial up a wild pitch. We're going to get an 0-2 bases clearing double from a guy who hasn't hit a baseball since the 4th of July. We're good.
Yeah, but hold on a second.
And I would, I was okay because that inning was a microcosm of the series.
Yes.
You were up 1-0. So there wasn't a ton of pressure on you. If you screw this thing up, we can still fix this. He's not going to get that type of pressure in AAA. I need to know what he had.
So I'm not mad that you pitched him.
No, no.
Thought they left him out there.
No, no. Now you got these guys on base. Can you get yourself out of this inning? Let's see if you could do that. And then once it couldn't happen, okay, fine. I think we've seen enough. Okay, come on, well, have a seat.
It wasn't his fault, though, right? He hits a guy, okay, nerves. Then he gives up a bloop single. Okay. What are you going to do? And then, I don't know, Jake Rogers can't feel the throw from Spencer Torkelson
on the bounce. No, that's on Torque. You can't one-hop your catcher there. He had time. No, Rieger, no. That's on Torkelson.
Listen, I think if you're Jake Rogers, everybody talks about how great defensively he is. He's got to somehow secure that baseball. Doesn't matter. They end up winning. The other thing, too, by the way, should Matt Vierling have dropped that baseball knowing full well Pena was going to go and he's got an awful arm?
No, because you just...
I agree with you.
You don't imagine that level with no outs, that level of aggression.
And you don't want to give out too late.
Vierling double clutching, not his arm, is why he didn't get him. And mind you, didn't get him by a fraction. Like, it was right there. No, I was mortified when Houston sent him.
I was nervous about the Job thing, and then I think it turned out great. I'm sure it's going to be to his benefit moving forward. The thing I liked the best was allowing Torkelson to hit against Hader. I thought that might be the downfall. At the time, I'm like, you got to pinch hit this guy. You can get anybody to play first base.
Not when
and then he worked
a four. He didn't work a walk. It was a four-pitch walk.
Fair. Hader could throw a strike.
Pitches Baez wouldn't have swung at. Again, whatever this team needs, they get. And we're on to Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And now, if you're a Guardians fan, I don't think you're pumped up to see it. Because this team is kind of like your team in that these are the top two bullpens in baseball. Albeit Tigers use theirs differently.
They got the better closer.
Well, Class A is listen, you got to get to him to use him. I think closer is one of the most overrated things in the world because in order to use him, you got to get to him.
But and if you trail, you're done. You only get 24 outs.
If you go to the ninth inning against Class A, it's game over. Well, guess what? This team doesn't trail.
Good point.
So, they don't trail. They ain't losing.
They trailed for all a half inning. So
exactly, and they didn't like the taste. So they said, no, we're not doing
it. We're not doing this anymore. No, the one
Here's
thing,
four more runs for you.
The right. one thing that does scare me, moving forward, if you want to fantasize about a World Series, the fact that in a longer series, when you get to seven, if you get to seven, whether the ALCS or the World Series, that I don't know if this will continue to work. Because these relievers will be overexposed.
Rieger, yes, the relievers right now.
Why are you doing that today?
I'm just saying, that's the only worry I have. That's it.
Well, that's
other than that, it's a great day.
People's plums are swollen to a point that they need to be, like, pressure relief. Like, you can't do that to people today.
Oh.
Don't do that.
It's why I said
plums are swollen.
It's why I said that, yes, you probably get to the Yankees in a seven-game series. You can't go out there with a bullpen like an improv comedy sketch team. And, okay, guess what? Today, you're going to be the closer. You're going to go in the middle innings, and you're going to do this. And tomorrow, you're going to be the closer. You can't do that. As you're saying, these pitchers will be overworked. You got Schuble. You can only use him maybe twice in a series. Yes, five games is going to push the limits. Seven games, I think, is going to be interesting. But you know what? We all on this show said three-game series – 100%. Advantage, Detroit.
Yeah, and everybody wanted Houston, by the way. Hey, how about the people that didn't want Houston? How about the people that were afraid of Houston?
No one. I don't know why you said you got made fun of. Rico and I said, I want Houston over Baltimore all day.
They did have that feeling of they were going to fall off a cliff.
They feel like the 04 Lakers. They're just done. They're tired. Alvarez is on one leg. I'll tell you who was god-awful. Not that anyone in Detroit cares. Maybe Kyle Tucker, through the course of an offseason, can pull his head out of his ass. Some of the worst at-bats you'll ever see the last 2 days for a guy whose nickname is King Tucker, for a guy who's one of the best ball players in baseball. Tigers go up there. Yeah, we'll just get you out in one pitch. Listen, it's just what it is, man. So I don't know what you want me to say till 7. You may as well put your Mickey Mouse ears on because this is the magical land, or whatever they call Disney. I wouldn't know. I didn't go. I was poor as a kid. What the hell do they call it? What's the nickname for Disneyland?
Disney?
No, the Magic Kingdom.
Happiest place on earth?
No, the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, my goodness.
The happiest place on earth.
That's what the Tigers are.
You never went to Disney?
No. Dude, you know, we didn't have money.
It is expensive.
What are you, nuts?
Like $10,000.
I mean, it wasn't that expensive when you were a kid.
Buddy, the furthest I went before I left for college was New Jersey.
Coney
and
Island.
And that ain't saying much.
It's still expensive. What do you mean not that expensive effort?
It was. Yeah, not all of us went to a fake Bishop Sycamore school like Rico with the tuition was 38 grand a year.
I said, then it wasn't expensive. When Mike was a kid, it wasn't that expensive. Now, yeah, you're crazy.
Bring on a Guardian to hell with you.
And it was Detroit Luke.
Whatever. So Saturday, you're
just
looking at a
disrespect.
Saturday, a 1 o'clock first pitch. Monday, a 3:40. I think Reese Olson, you'll get him in game one. That'd be my guess. Just a guess. So I can't predict pitching chaos, although there's a t-shirt there for somebody. Somebody, you know, you want to move some product outside of Comerica next week. Pitching chaos.
No, I think it's already in the works. No, but if you go Olson for game one, and let's say he gets you five, then game two is Tarek Skubal, and then game three
close
back
out
here.
Game, yeah, bulk day.
Game three, there you go.
Pitchers,
seven pitchers sweet. Like you used today.
Bring your brooms.
You seem a little angry.
No, it's just there's nothing else I can say. I'm ready for Saturday.
This is remarkable, though. I hear you. I mean, it's going
to
be nothing but...
Again, you have to understand, how many shows can I do saying this is remarkable? I know. It's like saying boobs are fun. You want me to say that for 4 hours? I get it. But this is just what they do. I can't make sense of it. You can't call it magic. People get upset. And I'm not saying they can't keep winning because that's all they're doing.
Okay, but do you hate the brand of baseball they play?
Yes, but that no one cares. No one cares.
See, I find it fascinating.
Okay, God bless. Enjoy it. You know what I like? Brand names, starting pitchers, guys who get 4 or 5 matchups. I like baseball as I knew it. I don't like the Moneyball thing. I don't. But it works for them. But when AJ tells you this won't work over the course of a whole season,
no, it's true.
Like he said in the pregame, that's where I'm conflicted about it. But in the end, I block it out because it's only got to work for 7 more wins to get to a World Series.
And if Rush rates the hell out of the opposition, too.
No, but see, here's the thing, Mike. Like, everybody likes to see the big-name players, the big-name pitchers go up there. For me, this is one where I'm riding until the wheels fall off. It doesn't make sense. We've said this a long time.
So
let's just see how far being dumb and young, dumb and stupid can take you, because that's what this team is. Where it's almost like they don't know any better.
No, but their belief is their weapon.
Right.
They believe. They believe in each other. They've bought in on next man up or do your job or whatever cliche.
The unlikely hero. Who's going to be that guy today?
They're dangerous as all hell. But Rieger asked me a direct question. I'm not going to lie to the man. No, I always mock the A's Moneyball thing. Ooh, Scott Hedeberg, bums. I don't. It's not for me.
I got you. But this is for fans, right? And you should be elated today. But for everybody having watched, this is the best kind of team. Nobody on earth gave them a chance. They finally get here. They're doing it in this unique way. And now they're headed to the ALDS with no signs of slowing down in sight. Like, this team will be talked about just like the 06 team, for years to come. And the way they're doing it, it's pretty remarkable. It's fun. It's awesome. So I get some people it might not be their cup of tea, but it's kind of fun.
No, my point is I like winning. I'll win any which way. I don't care. But you asked me the question. Yeah. I got to answer you. I mean, I've known you for 20 years. So I'm not going to lie to your face.
I appreciate that. It's very nice.
Yeah, no. Using 8 pitchers and pretending we're the Tampa Rays? No.
They might do it better than Tampa. I'm just saying.
Okay. Now you're out of line.
Your bullpen, it's getting treated like a sketch comedy team where it's like, okay, who wants to be the closer tonight?
I mean, but think about it. Like,
you're the guy open a game today. Start a
your
game
best
today.
Pitcher. Yes.
Who has 8 saves?
Yes.
Right. Right. That's what I was like. Okay, who wants this role? You know what? But we're going to try this there. What's your motivation?
But that's why it's awesome. They start with Tyler Holton. He's their best pitcher. And then he's out after an inning. Then they use Bo Brisky in the 5th inning in the highest leverage moment because it's against the heart of the order. He's out.
But don't
and then who the
think,
hell are you going to use?
Don't you think Brisky's turned into the best reliever?
Maybe. They're both pretty
good. First of all, he casually throwing 100.
Yes.
Second of
all, throwing harder.
This is a guy who's already provided you clutch down the stretch, 6-out saves. He could be a fireman in the earlier innings. He can bulk and go 3 innings if needed. Brisky has become, to me, like that single, I know it's hard to say, weapon in this team. It's like, all for one and one for all. Brisky's a weapon. When he comes in the game, I just don't expect the other team touch baseball. because I'm done trying to make sense of any of it.
It's amazing.
248-539-9797. David, how you doing, man? You got any ticket texts over there?
I sure do. Someone says Scooble should start on Saturday. John from Warren. No, he shouldn't. That's the most I've ever related to Mike right there. Disney is expensive. I've never went there and never will go there.
I'm still paying it off from 3 years ago.
I've only gone once when I was, and honestly, I found it boring. Like, this is for little kids. So, yeah, for you parents out there with little kids, like Rieger, for you, you probably hate yourself the entire day you're there, a weekend you're there, because it's not for adults.
But it's not a vacation either. I mean, you're constantly on a schedule. But who cares right now? By the way, I just got this ticket text. Sorry to cut David off. Sure. Somebody says Josh Hader makes $19 million this year. The whole Tigers 26-man playoff roster makes $18.8 million. Like, honestly, try to figure that out. Well, everything about this team is ridiculous.
I'm going to regret saying this. I shouldn't say this.
Say it. Come on.
Don't lie to listeners. You know what part of my concern is with this?
What's that?
That this will somehow give them a false sense of security that they don't need to spend money.
Maybe. But who cares right now?
I know.
Don't make me walleye you. We're going to enjoy this run.
I know.
We will talk about
I said I shouldn't say it. You cannot rake me over the coals when I admitted I shouldn't have said it.
Rico, have we not been saying this for months now? I think I've been saying this for months, is that Scott Harris is going to be like, oh, look at how far we got.
We are not doing this right now. Okay. We are enjoying the ride.
Kenny,
play the Ibanez highlight for crying out loud.
I said I shouldn't say it. I'm sorry.
The Tigers are headed to Cleveland.
Yeah, Never again.
I'm also on Kenny's side. I don't think the spinning's going to happen either.
Guys, shut your mouth. Who gives a damn? Come on.
Walleye! Exactly. Walleye!
My goodness.
I'm sorry.
All right, well, then I'll read this. Who did it dirtier, Ibanez toward the Astros or whatever Rico and his dentist did yesterday?
That's a good point.
I'll tell you, when Mr. Suction comes out, look out.
Okay. Oh, that's
First of all, no, I was not at the dentist.
Hold on, let's go.
I was here for half your show. I was here for half your show back there with David and those guys.
Yeah, you had the later after-hour appointment. Hey, Mike, do you have actual audio?
Proud of yourself.
I can't keep. It wouldn't stop.
Do you have actual audio of the drilling that took place?
There was nothing.
Do you? Oh. He went to the dentist.
I did not go to the dentist. Can we please stop with that?
Family
I did not
Johnson.
Go to the dentist.
Come see that black.
It's still wet.
All right.
Rieger and Michael, take you.
I let you F right me now. So many times.
248-539-9797.
Get in a better mood, everybody. Rieger, the Tigers are going to the ALDS. No.
Screw both of you guys. I'm going.
Tigers going back in to the four. Dentist? Tigers in four. Tell your friends. Tigers in four. We'll see you in New York.
I'm pulling an Eric Cartman. Screw you guys. I'm going home.
I don't understand that reference, but okay.
You never saw South Park?
A great show.
Okay, I've seen like an episode or two. Oh. Not for me.
Listen, okay. You guys are on my time. I want to hear from the people. Let's hear from the people. Oh. That's right. You guys are on my time. Let's hit. You're bringing down the room. Let's hear from the people. 248-539-9797.
I said I shouldn't say it. I'm sorry.
And then he said it.
You're bringing down
and
the room.
And then he said it.
You realize the odds?
I'm not racist, but...
my best friend is black. I said Tigers in four. We'll see you in New York.
By the way, anything... Like, listen. Will anything make you more pissed?
Read something, Jeff, or it's going to continue. Read something.
The Tigers beat the Yankees in the ALCS. Could you imagine this man you work with? Could you imagine?
Spanking.
Read something, Jeff. Read something.
Okay. All right, we'll get to you.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You next on 97.1 The Ticket. Nuts.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.